Now, stanza one tells us that we as the medium should be used to express our Lord himself.
那么从第二节到第四节，
弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处在约翰福音。
The first one is in the book of John.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们看二十六节。
We'll read verse 26.
我来念啊。但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵。他来了，就要为我做见证。他来了，就要为我做见证。二十七节，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。这里特别讲到两次提到见证，一个是圣灵的见证，一个是我们所做的见证。
Please know that in this passage twice it mentions testimony. One is a testimony by the Holy Spirit, the other one is our testimony.
我们看约翰一书，
First John.
我们看第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们来看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
我们念到第十七节。
And we read to verse 17.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神的里面。我想神今天住在我们里面，我们也住在神的里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。这里特别讲到这句话，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Verse 17, because as he is, so are we in this world.
我想这里讲到的他如何我们也如何，特别是讲到，若是你看上文下文，你就知道那个爱，那个爱从我们身上流露出来的那个爱，就像基督爱我们一样，就像神爱我们一样，那个爱，他如何，我们也如何。
Here in the context of this chapter, it speaks particularly of the love of God. Christ loves us as he loves us.So are we in this world? We should be overflowing with this love of Christ.
好，我们最后来看一处腓立比书。
Philippians.
我们来念一段很熟的一段经文。
We'll read a very familiar passage.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
这是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。我们再看一节，第十二节。
We read verse 12.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督，所以得着我的。所以弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，又他讲。
13.
第二次讲，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，我特别是这句话，他说我只有一件事，只有一件事，没有很多的事，没有两件事，只有一件事。 One thing I do， 我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Verse 13, Paul says the second time that he did not count himself to have apprehended, and there is one thing that Paul would do, it's just one thing, not many things.
我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please.
主耶稣，我们来到你的跟前，一起举目来仰望你。
Lord Jesus, as we come in your presence, we lift up our eyes to you.
你知道你的教会如今是在旷野的里面。
You know your church right now is in the wilderness.
你的教会也是在黑暗的中间。
It's also in the midst of darkness.
主，我们何等需要你的话。
Oh Lord, how much we need your words.
因为人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠着你口里说出一切的话。
Because men do not live alone, live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
感谢主，你要照着我们的需要，按时分粮给我们。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you will give food to us in due season.
我们都是你草上的羊，也都是你手下的民。
Because we are all the sheep on your pasture and all your people.
我们像你这样张口，你就要把生命的粮赐给我们。
Therefore, we open our mouth wide, give us this bread of life.
主，但愿你在每一个属你儿女里面创造一个渴慕你话语的心。
Oh Lord, may you create this heart that would long for you in every of your child's heart.
主，因为你看你的话比你的名还要显伟大。
Because you regard your word more excellent than your name.
主，让我们也能够看重宝贝你的话。
So help us also value and regard your word.
把你的仆人交在恩主的手中。
We commit your servant into our gracious Lord.
用作他这段时间为你做出口。
May you use him during this period of time to be your mouthpiece.
主，愿你恩高，能够高他。
Oh Lord, anoint you, our servant.
不讲自己的话。
So that he would not speak his own words.
是你圣灵感动出来的话。
But only the words that's been moved by the Holy Spirit.
能够带着能力，带着权柄。
With power and with a might.
能够在我们心中能够运行改变。
So that the word will move in our hearts, they will change us.
但愿听得讲的，我们一起等候你。
May all those who are hearing and who are speaking wait for you.
主啊，但愿你祝福你自己的教会。
Oh Lord, may you bless your own church.
让你的教会早日的成型。
So that your church will soon be formed.
我们能够早日的长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we will all become perfect, attaining to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ.
用你的话像水一样的来洗净我们。
So that was your word like water cleansing us.
能够把你教会所有的旧闻、玷污、旧类之病都能够除去。
To get rid of all the spots, wrinkles, and any of the illness.
用你的真理使我们成圣。
Oh, sanctify us with your truth.
你的道就是真理。
Because your way is the truth.
我们等候你。
Oh Lord, we wait upon you.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
我们等候仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We wait for you and lift our hearts to you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我还是同弟兄姊妹交通。我记得两个月以前我在这里同弟兄们交通的教会的见证的性质和内容。
Today I would like to continue with you on the very fellowship which I had with you 2 months ago on the church's nature and her testimony.
什么是教会的见证内容和性质？
Now what is the nature, what are the contents of the testimony of the church?
我想很简单的回答这一句话。
Now, to answer this simply, I will answer it with one sentence.
就是基督的自己才是教会的见证、性质和内容。
That is, our Christ himself is the very nature, the very contents of the testimony of the church.
若不是基督的，都不能成为教会的见证、性质和内容。
Anything that's not from Christ cannot become the nature and contents of the church's testimony.
我们知道我们今天的责任，我们不但要把福音传出去、传下去。
We know that our responsibility today is not only to pass on the gospel, to preach it.
我想每一个神的儿女，他的教会都有这样一个托付，就有这样一个责任，人一般所讲的大的使命。
This great mission has been given entrusted to every child of God, to every church.
我觉得今天神的儿女、神的教会也很看重这个使命。
And also today's church, today's God's children also highly value this very mission.
但是我要同弟兄姊妹讲。
But I would like to share with you.
今天就是福音传出去了。
That even today you have preached out all the gospel.
所有地方的人都听见了天国的福音。
So all the people in the world have heard this of gospel of the kingdom of God.
但是，若是看不见基督的话，
But if we do not see Christ,
我想我们所传的福音可能没有什么果效。
The gospel that we preach is fruitless.
不要说你传的是非常纯正的福音。
Not to say that you have preached this very sound, pure gospel.
纯正的福音就是悔改赦罪的道，悔改赦罪的道。路加福音二十三章的福音。
Which is the repentance and remission of sins. That's the pure gospel.
我们是奉主的名，你们要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道。
The Lord says you shall preach this remission of sins and repentance.
只有悔改，我们才能得到赦罪的恩典，我们才能得到永生。
We know only through repentance we could have this remission of sins,
we
have this salvation.
传这样一个很纯正的、全备的那个福音。
Even though we preach this pure, full salvation,
人也听见了这个福音。
And men hear this gospel.
是的，这很重要，因为信道是由听道而来的，
yes.
听道是从基督的话来的。
Yes, this is extremely important because faith comes from hearing. Hearing is by the word of God.
若是我们没有听见，我们没有听见这个见证，我们怎么能够信呢？
If we do not hear this testimony, of course, how can we believe?
但是弟兄姊妹，这远远不够。
But brothers and sisters, this is far short of it.
今天人最需要的是那个看见这位主。
What people need most today is to see this Lord.
看见这位升天荣耀的主。
To see this glorious God who has gone up to heaven.
见证圣经里我们看见见证有两方面的意思。
In the Bible, we see there are two aspects, meanings to the word testimony.
一方面的见证就是用我们的话传出去。
On one hand, our testimony is giving out through our words.
用我们的话见证出去。
So, with our words, we testify.
把这个救恩，把我们的主介绍给别人听见。
We testify about the salvation. We introduce our Lord to others.
不错，这叫见证。
Indeed, this is called testimony.
叫人家能够听见的，要耳朵能够听见。
So that they could hear with their ears.
但是还有个见证更重要的。
But there is another aspect of testimony which is more important.
这个见证是叫人能够看见的。
Which will enable people to see.
不但能够听见。并且能够看见。
So they not only hear, but they also see.
这样的救恩就能叫人真正的能够接受。
Now only through this kind of salvation will have people truly receive it and being saved.
今天的难处就是人听见福音，我就说是很纯正的福音，不要说那些不纯正的。今天很多的福音是不纯正的，不是保罗所传的福音，不是悔改赦罪的福音，不要去讲。
Now, I'm not talking about all those not pure gospel. What I'm saying is the very pure gospel, which is the repentance, remission of sins, which is what Paul preaches.
就是你传纯正的福音，也很
难叫人相信。You preach this pure gospel, it's very hard for people to receive it.
今天这是我们的难处。
Today, this is our own, the very problem of ours.
这是今天教会的难处。
It's also the church's problem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
能看见的见证何等的重要。
The testimony which can enable people to see is extremely crucial.
我上次同弟兄姊妹讲了。
Now, last time I shared with you,
教会就是基督的扩大。
That the church is the expansion of Christ.
教会就是基督的延伸。
It's the advancement of our Christ.
教会就是基督的普及，是繁殖。
And also, it's the prevalence, it's the enlargement of our Christ.
教会就是叫人应当看见基督。
So, church should be, should allow people to see Christ.
我上次讲了，今天教会乃是神道成第二次的道成肉身。
Now, last time I shared with you that the church actually is the second incarnation of our God.
我们知道第一次神道成肉身是借着拿撒勒耶稣他个人的 道成了肉身。
The very first time God became flesh is through the man of Nazareth.
叫人能够看见这位神。
So people could see this God.
叫人能够认识这位神。
So people could know this God.
爱之神呢，不能看见神的像。
Because the beloved is the image of the invisible God.
但是今天我们要看见教会乃是不能看见他儿子的像。
But today we want you to know that the church should be the image of the invisible Christ.
也是不能看见神的像。
And also the image of the invisible God.
所以提摩太后前书第三章讲得很清楚。
So first
Timothy 3. 大在近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。这个显现我们看上下文就知道，指着教会来讲。
If you read first Timothy 3, you could see that the text says, without controversy,that the greatest mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh, and as you read in the context, we know that this speaks of the church.
当初耶稣在大马色遇见扫罗的时候，他怎么对他讲？扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
When Saul met Jesus on the way to Damascus, what did Jesus say to him? He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这个我就是那个宇宙的我，那就是那个大的我。就是、
This I is the great I, the universal I, is the Christ himself.
头在天上。
The head is in heaven.
身体在地上。
But the body is on the earth.
头是基督。
The head is Christ.
身体也是基督。
So is the body.
我们都是他身体上的肢体，这很清楚。
We're all members of the body. This is so clear.
所以我们看到我们的教会不但要传基督，要把这位基督能够彰显出来。
So our church not only should manifest this Christ by preaching him.
刚刚诗歌所讲的，要从我自己活出这位荣耀的基督来。
But as the hymn we just sang says that we should also live out this Christ.
我们是一个透明的容器。
So we should become this transparent vessels.
所以我们刚刚看的约翰福音，为什么念约翰福音第十五章呢？
Why is I just read John 15?
主耶稣说：“我要差一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵来。”
Lord Jesus says, "I will send you the Comforter, that's the Spirit of Truth."
他来了要为我做见证。
When he came, he will bear witness of me.
底下接下来说，
and,
你们也要为我做见，因为你起初就与我同在。
And you will also bear witness of me because you have been with me from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，这里的见证是叫人看见的见证。
Brother and sister, the testimony here is a testimony that people can see.
人怎么能够看见基督？
How can people see Christ? This testimony.
必须是做圣灵的重生。
It's done only through the being born again by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须有基督做我们的生命。
First, we have to have Christ as our life.
我们必须神住在我的里面，我住在神的里面。
So God has to abide in me and I in him.
所以在约翰福音第十四章讲得非常清楚。
So in John 14, we see so clearly.
主耶稣那里他也是讲，我要求父，父就另外赐给你一位保惠师的圣灵，就是真理的灵。
That I will pray Father that he will send you another comforter, that's the Spirit of Truth.
他要永远与你们同在。
He will be with you forever.
世人不能接受他。
The world cannot receive him.
因为他们没有看见他，也不认识他。
Because they have never seen him and nor know him.
但是你们认识我。
But you know me.
你们也常住在我的里面。
And you abide in me all.
接下来他说，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我还要到你们这里来。
And he continues that I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to
you. 不多的时候你们不见我，再不多时你们还要看见我。
And not much longer that you will not see me, and then again you will see me.
我活着，你们也活着。
As I live, so you do.
到了时候你们就知道。
You will know this.
我在父里面，你们在我里面，我在你们的里面。
That I'm in the Father is in me, and I am in you.
所以这段话我们一定要同第十五章我刚刚念的这一段把它配合起来。
You have to match this passage.With John 15, that message, that passage.
这里主耶稣不是讲说我在我以外差遣一位保惠师来为我做见证。
Now the Lord Jesus is not saying I'm going to send someone apart from me and to bear me witness.
好像完全是客观的。
As though this is totally abstract.
不错，圣灵来就是为做主耶稣做见证的。
Yes, Holy Spirit comes in order to bear Jesus
witness. 若是没有圣灵的感动，我们没有一个人说耶稣基督是主的。
Yeah, without the moving of the Holy Spirit, none of us can call Jesus the Lord.
这是一定圣灵在那里感动，一定圣灵在那里启示，圣灵在那里光照我们来认识这位主，一定不错，这是圣灵的见证。
This is through the enlightening, through the moving, through the touching of the Holy Spirit that we testify for the Lord.
但是约翰福音十五章这里不是讲这个意思。
But in John 15, it's not about this.
他所讲的乃是圣灵，主耶稣基督，他要是做圣灵，因着我们的相信，要住在你我的里面。
Now, what he says is that the Holy Spirit will through our faith indwells us.
所以主耶稣说，你们也要为我做见证，因为起初你们就与我同在。
So the Lord Jesus says, you will also bear me witness because you have been with me from the very beginning.
主耶稣怎么能够与我们同在？是做圣灵。
How could the Lord Jesus be with us? Is this through the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣怎么能够住在我们里面？神怎么能够住在我们？三一的神怎么能够成为我们的生命？是因着圣灵。
How can the Lord Jesus indwell us? How can God, the triune God, live in us? How can the Holy Spirit live? It's all through the Holy Spirit.
因着这个条件。
Because of this condition,
我们现在可以为主耶稣做见证。
Now we can bear witness.
这个见证不是用话。
So this testimony is not done by words.
不是叫人听见。
It's not for people to hear.
是叫人看见。
Instead for people to see.
叫人看见主耶稣基督。
So people could see the Lord Jesus.
看见基督的荣耀。
They could see Christ's glory.
看见主耶稣基督的美德。
They could see His virtue.
看见基督的那一个品性和品格。
They could see Jesus Christ's character.
这是一定要是做圣灵的。
And this only can be done through the Holy Spirit.
所以在使徒在这个路加福音二十四章。
So in Luke 24.
我刚刚讲了这个，你们要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷一直到万邦。
The Lord Jesus said, "You will preach this repentance and remission of sins in my name from Jerusalem until all the nations of the world."
我要把父所应许的圣灵降在你们的身上。
And I will give you the promise of my Father, the Holy Spirit.
你们要到城里面去等候。
But you tarry in the city of Jerusalem.
一直等到领受了这个圣灵的那一个能力。
Until you are endued with the power from on high.
我们知道这就是五旬节的故事。
And we know this is the story of Pentecost.
我们看见圣灵降临。
We see the Holy Spirit came upon.
这个圣灵不但是一个能力的灵。
Not only this Holy Spirit is.
这个圣灵也是一个生命的灵。
But also the Spirit of life.
这是圣灵的两方面。
This is the two aspects of the Holy Spirit.
什么时候我们重生，我们就接受了圣灵做我们的生命，我们也接受了圣灵的那个能力，能力般的表现在外面的，生命是表现在我们里面的。
Whenever we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive His life, receive His power. Now life is something within, but the power is being manifested outwardly.
现在我们可以从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地界来做主耶稣的见证。这个见证不但是用我们的话，不但叫人听见，叫人看见耶稣基督。
Now we can bear witness of Jesus from Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, until the end of the earth. Not only people could hear this testimony, but people can actually see this testimony.
所以我们刚刚念的约翰一书。
So in First John, the epistle.
老约翰所讲的。
The old John says this.
他说：“神爱我们的心，我们知道，我们也信，因为神就是爱。”
He says that we have come to know and believe the love of God because God is love.
住在神里面的就是。住在爱的里面，住在爱里面的就是住在神的里面。
He who dwells in love dwells in God.
神也住在他的里面。
And God abides in him also.
爱在他的里面就得以成全。
Therefore, love is perfected in him.
当主耶稣基督来的时候，显现的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, reveals himself, we have this confidence and boldness.
为什么能够坦然无惧呢？
Why is it we could be confident?
因为他如何，我们在世上。也如何
Because as he is, so are we in this world.
你还有什么惧怕？当主耶稣来的时候，你看见你完全像主耶稣一样。
What else could you be afraid of? When he comes, you see yourself are being just like him.
他如何，我们也是如何的。
As he is, so are we.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，约翰写这个书信，你知道写给谁的？
Dear brothers and sisters, when John wrote this epistle, do you know whom he wrote to?
主耶稣的这个约翰，老约翰是主耶稣的见证，一点不错。
Yes, the old apostle John is a very testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个他讲了很多介绍这位主耶稣他的救恩。
And he spoke so many things that introducing the salvation to people.
所以他在启示录第一章他怎么讲？我约翰就是你们的弟兄，在患难国度忍耐里面一同有份的，是为神的道和主耶稣基督做见证的。
So in the book of Revelation, he says, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker of the persecution kingdom and perseverance of Jesus Christ, and I am bearing witness of the word of God and Jesus.
他是为着神的道做见证的。
He testified for the word of God.
神的道就是话。
And the word of, that's the word of God.
他在那里传，他在那里讲。
There he was preaching, there he was talking about it.
底下他说，我是为耶稣基督做见证的，在伯马岛上。
And then he continued to say, I also testify for Jesus, the testimony of Jesus at the island of Patmos.
是的，整个启示录是为耶稣基督做见证的。
Yes, the whole revelation is a testimony for Jesus.
但是我们知道，约翰他也是做耶稣基督见证的，叫人看见这位主是怎样的主，特别他身上那个爱、那个流露、那个表现。
But John also testified for the Lord Jesus, especially showing people the love of Jesus coming out from John.
但是我们都知道，
But we all know
不管你的生命怎么丰盛，
No matter how abundant your life might be,
不管约翰是怎么属灵，
No matter how spiritual John might be,
他是没有办法把基督那个丰满从他身上完全流露出来。
It's impossible for him to totally outflow this fullness of Jesus Christ.
因为基督太丰满了。
Because our Jesus is so abundant.
神本身一切的丰盛都在他的里面居住的。
Because in him, all the fullness of the deity dwell in bodily form.
地上又是哪一个圣徒能够把这位主彰显出来？
On earth, is there any saint that could able to display God in such a way?
只有是一座教会，
Only through the church,
就是一座每一个地方的教会，
Only through every local church,
是一座那个团体的基督，
Through this corporate Jesus,
那一个扩大的基督，
Through this enlarged Jesus,
那个宇宙的那个我，
Through the very great I in the universe,
才能把这位丰盛的丰富的基督能够表明出来。
Can we only display this fullness of Jesus Christ?
所以约翰一书实在来说是写给教会的。
So 1 John actually is written to the churches.
虽然他没有像保罗写的书是一开始讲某某教会某某教会，没有提教会。
Although in the beginning it wasn't written in the form as Paul did addressing to different churches.
所以约翰在这里是指着说他如何，我们在世上也是如何，这个我们就是指着，也很可能就在以弗所，他当时年老的时候还在以弗所服侍的话，那就是以弗所也是这样。
So as John said, as he is, so are we in the world. So most likely, he's speaking of the Ephesus church where he was ministering.
你怎么证明他是写给教会的呢？
Now, how could you prove that this epistle was written to the church?
因为你看约翰一书很清楚。
If you read the letter, it's clearly saying.
他提到那个三等人。
Because he mentioned three types of people.
对不对？他一种是父老发的。
One is the fathers.
因为你们认识那起初原有的。
Because you know the one from the beginning.
我们知道 father 在教会里是属灵最丰盛、生命最成熟的一般人。
So we know fathers are supposed to be the people in the church spiritually more abundantly mature.
还有呢，小子们。
And also we have little ones.
小子们就是在教会中间，虽然重生得救了，但是生命很幼稚的，像 children 一样的一般人。
These are the people who although are born again, but their life are very tender.
所以约翰说，你们认识这位父，他们只知道父，父是最慈爱的，父是总是包养顾惜我们，父总是供应我们。所以一个小小小的我们属灵很浅的时候，我们只知道这位父，认识这位父而已。
So as young children, they know God as Father, as loving God who always nourishes, cherishes us and provides for us. As children, they know their loving Father.
我想一般家里的小孩子只知道父亲就是这样一位父亲。
It's just like in all the homes that all the young children would know their fathers in such a way.
然后我们看见有少年人 young man.
Then we see the young man.
他说少年人啊，神的道在你们里面，你们刚强，你们也胜过了那个恶者。
And John says that the word of God abides in you. You are strong. You've overcome the evil one.
所以这班人刚刚是在父老和小子们的中间的一层人，这就是教会所有的成员包含起来，就是这三等人，对不对？所以这封信一定是写给教会的。
So young men are right between fathers and the little ones. So with all these three groups of people, that would comprise the whole church. So of course, this epistle is written to the church.
当然第二封信就很清楚了。他说我做长老的，写信给蒙拣选的太太。太太你看小字，就是教会，以及他的儿女。就是我所爱的，也是知道真理所爱的。这封信我就很清楚，第二封信是写给教会。
And the second epistle of John is clearly written to the church because he says the elder to the chosen lady and his children, whom I love in truth and and all of those who have known the truth.
约翰书信就第三封书信很清楚的是写给个人的，写给该有的。
Only the third epistle of John is clearly written to one person, it's written to Gaius.
所以约翰在这里所讲的见证就是教会的见证，教会把这位基督能够彰显出来。
So what John is talking about, the testimony, speaks of the testimony of the whole church that we would display Christ.
你就看约翰约翰一书你就看到很清楚。
And we see this clearly in 1 John.
他说论到起初原有生命之道，就是我们所看见的，所听见的，也是我们亲眼看见亲手摸过的。
That from the very beginning the word of life which we have handled, which our eyes have seen, and we have actually witnessed the word of life.
这个圣灵已经显现给我们，
看见。 Which the Holy Spirit has manifested to us.
我们也为他做见证。
And we also bear witness of him.
我们也为他是为他做见证。
And we also testify for him.
底下就是我们把那原有起初与父同在的显现我们的那个永远的生命传给你们。
And then we preach to you that very life of him who is in the very beginning with the Father.
所以这里我们也看见，一个是传给你们，把永生传给你们，一个就是我们把那个显现于我们的那一个生命见证给你们。
Now here is one thing that we preach the life to you, and another thing is that we would manifest the very life which has been given to us.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，
so,
教会在地上不但是要把福音传出去、传下去，教会在各个地方都应当把这位荣耀的主、升天的主能够见证出来，不是客观的。靠着圣灵，乃是主观的协助我们这般。
So as the church lives on the earth, not only we should preach the pass on the gospel, preach the gospel, but also we should manifest the very gospel to the whole church, so people can see Jesus Christ subjectively, not just abstractly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，保罗他知道他的这份是什么。
So dear brothers and sisters, John knows what his ministry is.
不是保罗，保罗他知道。
Paul knows what his ministry is.
我们知道保罗虽然他是积极的、努力的、忠心的在那里传福音。
We know that Paul, although he preaches the gospel diligently, very actively.
但是保罗知道这不是他的目的。
But Paul knows that this is not a sole goal of his.
他的目的是造就圣徒。
His goal is to equip all the edify all the
saints. 他知道他的目的是来成全圣徒。
He know the goal of his ministry is to perfect, edify all the saints.
成全圣徒，固定基，这是做什么？来建造那个身体。
He would equip all the saints for the very ministry of services to edify the body.
我刚刚讲，今天我们常常听见大使命，大使命。
I just mentioned that we often heard this saying, the great mission, the great mission.
大使命就是传福音，就是宣教。
Which is to go on missionary trips to preach the gospels.
除了这个大使命以外，好像没有什么大使命了，教会。
And then it seems that apart from this, there is none other great mission.
若是这样解释大使命的话，
If you define great mission in this way,
我们还不知道到底是什么叫大使命。
Then we really don't know what is the true great mission.
不说传福音是大使命中间的那一部分。
Actually, preaching the gospel is the part of the great mission.
而真正的那个大使命最后的目的是什么？
What's the final purpose of this great mission?
是在各地能够产生教会。
Is that in all the world that churches would be brought forth.
能够来成全圣徒，来建造各地，能够建造合乎神心意的圣洁荣耀的教会。
It is to edify, to equip all the saints, to bring out this glorious holy church.
这是大使命最终的目的。
And this is the final goal of this great mission.
今天我们忽略了这个大使命。
Today we simply overlooked it.
我们只知道你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我们就在这里停止了。
We only know that you should go out into whole the world to make them of my disciples and then to baptize them in the name of the Father.
我们没有看见下面还有更重要的一句话，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教导他们去遵行，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末日。
Comes more important is that you should teach them all my teachings, and then I will be with you until the end of the world.
什么能够成全我们的
？What can edify us?
什么能够建造我们的
？What can perfect us?
什么能够训练我们的
？What can train us?
什么能够装备我们的
？What can equip us?
神的话，神的教训，神的道。
It is God's word, God's teaching, God's doctrine.
今天教会最欠缺的、最轻看的，就是神的道。
It's what's most lacking today in the churches, and it's most neglected. That's the word of God.
所以我再说，你福音就是传遍了，教会没有建造起来。
So let me say it again. Even though you preach all the gospel to all the peoples, but still the church is not.
今天建造起来所谓的教会不过是一个社交的团体而已，
today,
宗教的团体而已，不是教会。
Today you have built up is simply a religious and social organizations. Those are not churches.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的重要！
Oh, brother and sister, how important this is.
所以保罗为什么嘱咐提摩太说你要专一这个传道，专门教导，专门勉励。
That's why Paul admonished Timothy that you have to concentrate on teaching, exhortation, admonition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么教会能够被建造起来？
How is that the church can be built up?
能够用水洗着道，把教会洗干净，成为一个荣耀的教会。
The church can be only become a holy church through the washing of the water by the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的天父何等的喜爱他的儿子主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, you know that our Heavenly Father, how much He loves His beloved Son.
他何等喜欢他的儿子，在各个地方叫人都能够看见他的儿子。
How much He desires that in every place that people could see His only begotten Son.
所以加拉太书第一章说，他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的心里面。
So in Galatians 1 we read that our Father likes to reveal Jesus Christ in us.
我们的天父怎么不喜欢把他的儿子让我们能够看见？
How could our Heavenly Father not enjoy allowing us to see His Son?
有时候我们这些做传道人的，有时候家里面姊妹生孩子，特别是第一个孩子啊，特别是生儿子，我想中国人可能还是有这种观念，第一个生儿子可能是不是比较高兴一点呢？
It seems that to us Chinese, you know, when you have your firstborn, first child, if it's a male child, then usually you're more happier.
所以我一般来讲，你家里面生第一个孩子，我一定会去看一看。
So this is my practice. If you have your first child, no matter what, I would go to your house to visit you.
你再生第二个、第三个，我就不管了。
But I will not pay you any visit if you have the second or the third.
因为第一个一定是他很高兴，当然我们做传道人也很高兴去看一看。
Because when people have their first child, they're are you always happy? So we as ministers, preachers, we also love to visit them.
你到他家里，你放心。
When you go to that person's house, you're very rest assured.
你用不着很急，很急的。Hurry,
不 you don't have to hurry over.
哎呀，你把你孩子拿出来给我们看看呐、啊，到底长得怎么样啊？不需要，不要讲，提都不要去提。
You don't even have to mention this. That why don't you bring out your baby? Let us have a look at it.
你在走的以前，他一定一定一定绝对会把他的儿子拿出来给你看一看。
Because before you leave, for sure he's gonna bring out the baby to show off.
哎呀，他生了这个孩子，他都宝贝啊，都喜欢，都可爱啊，就是再长得难看，他也觉得好看的。
And he would always say, "Oh, what a lovely baby that he has." Even though you know, the baby might look ugly.
所以他一定拿出来让你看看，让你称赞几声。哎呀，这个孩子长得真秀气啊，真美啊。
And he will show off his baby for you to say some nice words. What a cute, adorable baby.
我们的天父也是这样。
It's the same way with our Heavenly Father.
他有个最爱的独生儿子耶稣基督。
He has his only beloved begotten Son.
他怎么不愿意乐意的把他的儿子启示在我们的里面，叫我们认识他，看见他。
How could he not long to reveal his only son, Jesus Christ, in us so that we could see him?
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
所以他何等盼望每一个地方，每一个城市，每一个地方都有他儿子在那里彰显，叫人看见。
How much he desires that in every city, in every place, that the manifestation of his son could be seen.
保罗提起神的心意。
Now,Paul goes after God's heart.
他地上所有的执事就是为着这个目的。
All his earthly ministries are geared toward this very purpose.
所以他在加拉太书说，我为你们在所生产之苦，让基督能够什么成形在你的里面。他对加拉太教会说，何等盼望有一天基督能够成形在加拉太各个省各个地方的教会，能够把这位主彰显出来。
So he says in the book of Galatians that I suffer again in labor pain that the Christ would be formed in you. How much he wishes that in the church that Jesus Christ could be displayed.
他何等盼望教会能够长大成人，满有长成基督长成的那个身量，这是以弗所第四章。
And in Ephesians 4 we read that how much he wishes all the church will become perfect.Attending to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
以至于福音不但传遍天下，并且天下都能够看见这位基督，荣耀的基督。
So not only the gospel would be preached out in the whole world, but all the world would see this glorious Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么是教会？什么是基督的见证？我们回到这个题目来。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, let's come back to the thing. What is the testimony of the church?
我以上同弟兄的交通，不是你还记得吧？
Now, I don't know if you recall this that I share with you.
我再说，什么是教会的见证，就是基督的自己。
Now, let me say it again. What is the testimony of the church? That is Jesus Christ himself.
他是从死里复活的，带着生命的大能的，这是见证。
He was raised up from the dead. He came with the power of resurrected life. This is the testimony.
所有出于天然的，出于肉体的，出于人的。出于智慧也好，聪明也好，才干也好，热心也好，所有的这一切都不能成为教会的见证。
Now, anything that's earthly, human, whether it's your wisdom, your talents, none of this would become the testimony of church.
就从死里复活的生命的大能。
Only that that came from being brought back from the dead with the life of resurrection.
所以我在说，教会不是你们加上我们加上他们，我们这些信主的人在一起，这就是教会，不一定，很可能这就是一堆肉体，一堆老亚当的肉体，而不是身体。
Now, it's very likely that the church is not just adding you and me and others coming together as one group. No, very likely it simply is the flesh, not the body.
今天很多人就把这个当作教会。
And so often today, people look at this and say, this is the church.
再说必须从死里复活的，我们这些老天然，我们的肉体，我们的己都经过十字架的对付，经过十字架的破碎。我们这些人里面的基督加起来，剪掉我们，这才是教会的见证，从死里复活生命的大能。
Now, let me say it again. The testimony of the church has to be of being brought back to life through death, through the resurrection of life. All of our flesh has to be dealt with, and then whatever does not belong to Christ will be taken away, and then all this come together will become the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这样的性质是永恒的，是不会改变的。
And this testimony is eternal; it will never change.
所以今天教会里面是 contemporary 的这些东西，是会经这个时代是合乎时代的，到了下一个时代，下一个这个时间，这又不流行的，这些都不是属于教会的见证和内容。今天教会很讲究那个 contemporary 的，因为人喜欢嘛。
Now, most people like contemporary churches or testimonies, but all these things can fit only for one period of time and not the next. This is not the real nature and contents of the
testimony. 最近你有没有看见报纸上有一篇是报道韩国的那个教会？
Have you read an article recently in Chinese World Journal that talks about the Korean churches.
我很注意这篇文报道的文章。
I read it very carefully.
我们知道他们现在发生一个问题，其实不但是韩国教会了，今天的华人教会，今天的美国教会，任何的教会都有这个面对这个难处这个问题。
Not only this Korean churches have these problems, all the Chinese churches and many other churches also face the same problem.
什么 problem?
What is it?
他们称为 silence exodus, 就是 silent exodus, 就是情萧萧的都流失掉了。
It's called silent exodus, that people simply disappear in the church.
他们发现他们自己的教会为什么这些青少年到了成长到了大学都不见了，情萧萧都离开教会了，不再回来了。
They find that there is a problem that all their members after they reach college time they simply exodus quietly and never return to the church anymore.
我想这个问题我刚刚讲不但是韩国人，今天中我们华人教会也是面对这个问题。
So this very problem faces not only the Korean churches, but also Chinese churches.
我们那里的这些服侍英文组的同工很 frustrated， 他们也觉得为什么我们教会这些年长的这些年轻人到了大学都不见了怎么？
In my congregation, all the youth workers face the same frustration because they do know that once all the young people reach college to that time, they don't come back anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，不单是华人教会，不单是韩国教，美国教会也一样。
And this is the same problem that American churches face too, not only just Chinese and Korean churches.
因为我们要建堂，我们曾经去看过一个黑人的教会，在我们教会附近，是一个很现代的一个教会，他们是灵恩的。哎呀，这个他们还有这个 satellite， 他们有这个广播，我们要看看他们这个大堂是怎么布置的，我们这看看呢，就是参考了。
Because we're searching for a new church building, so one time we went to African American church, and this church is very contemporary. They even have the satellite with all the radio and all those gimmicks.
他们没有语言的问题，我们常常讲，我们觉得中国华人教会最大的一个难处是语言的问题，因为我们比如今天这个翻译很多年轻人就不喜欢，有时中文有时英文搞清一山的。
Well, with Chinese churches, the biggest problem is the language barrier. Just as today, that we need to have this translation going on, and many of our young people don't like it.
所以我们教会里一些英文组的同工，有些家长也提出这个意见：为什么你们不分呢？你不要用中文翻译了嘛，你完全用英文就好了。
The same suggestion is also brought up in my congregation that they would say, why don't we bother with this translation? Why don't we just split with English ministry and Chinese ministry?
我对他们讲。
And I told them.
我说弟兄啊，你没有看见真正的关键的问题是在哪里？
Brother, have you seen this very critical issue?
绝对不是语言的问题。
It's not a problem of a language barrier.
我不能说语言没有问题，没有因素，是有一点语言的因素。但是这个语言的因素不是最大的因素，他们不喜欢，他们要离开教会，不是这个问题。
I cannot say that the language barrier is not relevant at all, but this is not the greatest reason that they left the church.
所以我刚刚讲的英文，我们去看那个地方，我们看见他们的英，这个就是你青少年的聚会的一个堂，很大一个堂。
I just mentioned that we went to see this English congregation. The youth fellowship is about 100, that could accommodate 150 people. It's about this size.
后来我们就问他那个牧师，他我说你们现在青少年有多少？
So I asked that reverend, how many young people do you have here?
他说以前我们都坐满的。
And he says, well, the fellowship hall was filled used to be.
但是现在才三四十个人。
But now we only have in the 30 or 40 strong.
我就问他为什么呢？
And I asked him why.
哎呀，他们都上大学了。
Well, he said, well, they have all gone to the colleges.
他们都流失掉了。
So they all simply disappeared.
就是今天韩国所讲的那个问题。
And that's exactly what the Korean church is
saying. 所以今天韩国教会呢，他们怎样的来补救这个问题呢？
Now today, how do the Korean churches trying to mend the problems?
他们在 Tenafly， 他们组织了一个教会。都是青年人，都是年轻的人在一起。
So in Tenafly, here we see a Korean church composed of only young people.
他们的名字是叫 Joy Christian Fellowship in Tenafly.
And the name is Joy Christian Fellowship in Tenafly.
就是一个快乐的这个喜乐的一个基督教的一个团体。
What is supposed to be a very joyous Christian association?
一开始才四五十个人。
In the beginning, it was, they only had 40 and 50 people.
三年以后，现在已经差不多三百五十个人。
Now, in 3 years, they have now 350 people.
那成长得很快很快了。
So the growth rate is astonishing.
他们用什么方法呢？
What were the methods they used?
一个，他们把这个乐队的弹奏放在里头。
First, they would put the band in the church.
第二，他们唱歌。
Second, they would sing.
就是今天所谓的赞美敬拜。
It's what we're talking about, the worshiping and praising.
第三。
Third.
他们就把一般就是青少年同青少年这个现在在学校里的一些这个所谓现代的文化的那一些内容放在教会里面，就是现代的 contemporary 的这些东西，这些我也不知道他们学校里什么叫现代文化的这般东西放在教会里面。
And also they brought in all the contemporary culture of the young people. I don't know what they are, but it's been brought into the church.
还有呢，就是婚姻的资讯，就是这个解决他们这个男女之间的那个婚姻的资讯。因着这样一个改革，教会的彻底的改革，哎呀，他就看见教会成长兴旺。
They also provide marriage counseling, dating, all the information related to this. And because of this dramatic change, we see the rapid church growth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我刚刚教会是什么？
I just said, what is the church?
今天我们没有机会来专门讲这方面，因为没有时间。
Now today, I do not have time to really share on this aspect.
我就是做《世界日报》这一篇的报道，我会用一个主日的讲台同我们中间的青少年、青年英文主服事的这个同工以及他们的家长，我愿意有一个小时到两个小时专门讲这个题目。
But I plan to spend 1 hour and share with our congregation's young people, their parents, and also the youth workers based upon this article about Korean church.
这不是教会走的路。
This is not the way the church should go.
这是撒旦的路。
This is Satan's way.
这是属灵的死亡的路。
And this is the way of spiritual death.
撒旦很厉害。
You know how fierce Satan is.
他把所有这些东西设在教会的里面。
He has putting all these kind of things
into the church. 都是 contemporary 的东西。
Everything that's contemporary.
我刚才教会的内容是基督，是从死里复活的大能，是永恒的，是不改变的。所有这些现代的东西，有一天马上就会改变。
I just mentioned that the nature of the church is eternal. It's the resurrection life. It will never change, but anything contemporary is dying.
其实韩国教会已经落后了，现在每个教会都是这样。
But actually, the Korean church is out of date already. All the American churches are like this.
因为他们早发现这个问题了。
Because they came across this problem
long time ago. 但是他们没有走正路，他们走邪路。
But what the way they fixed the problem was wrong. They took the shortcut.
希望他们到大学以后还是能够回到教会。我告诉你，你走这条路到最后，不但他们不会回来，可能一个都不会回来。我告诉你。
Now, they're hoping that by taking this method, all those young kids would come back to their congregation. But I tell you this: not only they would seldom, probably won't come back, but actually none of them would come back.
只有神的话能够造就我们。
Only God's word can edify us.
只有神的话能够训练我们。
Only God's word can train us.
只有神的话能够洁净我们。
Only God's word can cleanse us.
少年人啊，
Young man,
你拿什么来洁净自己的行为呢？
What cleanse your ways?
神的话。
Through God's word.
亲爱的弟兄们，只有神的话
Dear
能够建造他的教会，洗净他的教会。
Only through God's word that he could cleanse his church, could watch his church.
今天撒旦就把这个拿掉。
And today, Satan is trying to take this away.
所以我们看到这些暂时的，不能成为教会的见证内容。
Now we see all this contemporary can never become the very contents of the testimony of the church.
就是草木和谐的。
They're all of the nature of wood, and
这些流行的歌曲、歌曲一下子都会过去的。
All these popular songs would pass away.
不像今天我们圣诗里面的有些诗歌，你看一千年了，唱起来里面还是有感动，不一样。
But it's not like all these hymns we sing. Some of them are over 1,000 years, but as we sing them, we're still being touched.
都是生命里面的那个感受写出来的。
Because all these hymns were written out of the very feeling of their life.
这能够撑到永远。
And this will endure forever.
教会是属灵的，是属天的，我讲了很多了。
Now I mentioned much about the fact that the church is heavenly, is spiritual.
教会是一个新造的人。
And the church is a new man.
我也讲了很多了，我不重复了。
I also talk much about.
这是个完全一个新的人。
This is a totally new man.
以弗所讲了很清楚，我把梁下吸着我，那个造成一个新的人。这个用的是一个造，一个造，造就是从无中生有造出来的一个新人。
In Ephesians, we read that Christ created from both groups into one. The word there is being used is create. Create means you bring out something out of nothing.
这以弗所第二章讲得很清楚，你们是神手中的工作，是在基督里面什么造成的，在基督里面造成的是全新的。崭新的
and
从来没有过的一个团体。
In Ephesians 2, that we are the workmanship of Jesus Christ.And this is also brand new. It has never existed before.
新酒一定要装在新的皮袋里。有弟兄怎么讲？我讲得很好。
Now some brothers and sisters said that the new wine has to be put into the new wine.
主耶稣基督是新的酒。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ is the new wine.
教会是一个新的皮袋。
And the church is a new wine skin.
这样主耶稣才能够住在教会的中间。
Only in this way that Christ Jesus can live in the church.
教会不是把这个犹太教改革改变。成为基督教不是。
Now Christianity is not a revision of Judaism.
基督教也不是把天主教改革，然后改变，成为今天的基督教。
Now Christianity is also not a modified version of Catholicism.
今天的基督教就是把这两个宗教的东西加起来，成为今天堕落的基督教。
Now, today's fallen, corrupt Christianity is the sum of these two things.
是把仁义的代替，把人的意思代替和这个宗教的宗教的那个遗传。
Where man's will and the religious tradition exist.
然后再加上那个所谓律法主义，那就是犹太教的律法主义，加上这个宗教的遗文。
They also add Judaism legalism and also the religious rituals.
这不是新的。
This is not something new.
是的，我们感谢主，路德马丁改教，把这个因信称义的真理发掘出来了，把这个圣经能够公开，然后他也看到我们都是祭司，没有什么圣聘人员，这是他的改教的那个成功的地方。
Now we thank the Lord that for the Martin Luther's reformation of our Christianity, that we know that we're justified by faith, and also the Bible is made public to everyone. But this is not enough.
但是他不认识什么叫教会。
But he doesn't know what is the church.
他有责任。
以
后的教会就成为鲁德会，就是国教的，这个国家的德国的国教就是鲁德会。
Although he mentioned that there should be no laity, no clergy, but he is held responsible that later on the Lutheran Church has become the England's national religion.
结果还是世俗的政治的东西同教会合在一起，连接在一起。
Still, it's the combination, the connection between secularism.
当然，这不能完全怪鲁德，不是鲁德马丁完全的责任。
Of course, this is not solely his responsibility.
鲁德他自己，鲁德马丁他曾经提醒这帮这个圣徒，他说我鲁德马丁算不了什么，我不过是一个尘土灰尘，做污秽的东西在一个口袋的里面，充满着污秽的东西，这是我，只有基督是一切，充满一切。他已经提醒这帮圣徒，不要把他抬举得那么的高。
He himself that reminded all his brothers that I myself is simply a dust. I'm not anything more than you should look upon me as. Don't regard me as more than I am.
但是我们知道 因为他不认识到底什么是叫教会。
But we know that because he didn't know what is the church.
结果他的改教不过改了一半。
So his reformation is halfly done.
好多这些宗教里面的东西都遗传在今天的基督教里面。
So many religious traditions are passed down.
弟兄姊妹，这是个完全的新的人。
Brother and sister, this is a new man.
完全新的人。
A brand new man.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
我们不再分了，没有分别了，没有区别了。我讲了很多，不再重复了。
Now there should be no division among the Christ. No.
没有语言的分别，没有种族的分别，没有皮肤的分别，没有文化的分别，没有隔离和非隔离的分别，都没有了。在基督里都是一个新的人。
In Christ.
新造的人。
There should be no difference of language barrier.Or the, any other kind of races, any other kind of division, it's all disappeared. We're a new man in him.
这是我以前同弟兄们交通了，我今天稍微再提一提。
Now this is what I shared with you before. I simply review that.
我想我今天还要时间已经没有，我就提一提我们怎么样再进一步的认识什么是教会的见证性质和内容。我已经讲这就是基督一点不错，那么到底什么叫基督呢？
Now I'm running out of time, but still I want to share with you the very nature and contents of the testimony of the church. We know that is Christ himself. What is it?
基督如何我们也如何。
That is as Christ is, so are we in this world.
基督是无罪的。
He is sinless.
他是没有点玷污的。
He is not defiled whatsoever.
是没有点瑕疵的。
He has no flaws at all.
他是无瑕疵的羔羊。
He is a lamb without any blemish.
教会也应当是这样。
So church should be like this.
教会不应当有一点点的骄傲，有一点点的罪在教会中间。
There should be no sin, no yeast, not even little among the church.
我提一提。
Now let me mention this.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
Second.
在基督的里面。
In Christ,
世界没有地位。
The world has no place.
我不是说世界的。主耶稣说，我虽然在地，我仍然在天。
The Lord Jesus says that I'm not of this world, even though I'm on earth, but I'm still in heaven.
所以他说，你们也不是说世界的。
So you're not of this world either.
教会里面不能有一点点世俗，有一点点世界的东西在里头。
There should be no worldliness.
世界已经受了审判，世界的王已经被赶出去了。
The world is judged. The king of the world is driven out.
这是基督，也是教会。
This is the Christ and also the church.
这是第二方面。
This is the second aspect.
第三方面。
Thirdly.
在基督里面没有一点偶像的地位。
In Christ, there should be no place for idols.
不管是有形的、无形的。
Whether it has form or not.
当主耶稣在山上最高的山上，撒旦带到这个把万国万国的文化。对主说，你若是向我拜一拜，我就把这些都给你。
When the Lord Jesus was led to the exceedingly high mountain, and the devil said to him, "Worship me, I will give you all this kingdom."
主耶稣怎么回答说
？What did the Lord Jesus
answer? 经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单单的、单单的、单单的侍奉他。
Jesus says that it is written that worship the Lord your God, serve Him only.
没有偶像的地位。
There should be no place for idols in the church.
主耶稣的心中只有父神。
Because in Jesus' heart, there is only His Father.
他是只敬拜他，专业的侍奉他。
He only serve God and worship Him, serve Him alone.
教会也是这样。
So should the church be.
我们的主没有死亡。
Now, there is no death in our Lord.
他死是因着我们。
He died for our sake.
神已经把死的痛苦解释了。
God has released the pain of death.
他已经从死里复活了。
He's risen from the dead.
建立教会也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, this should be the way
the church is. 教会不应当带着一点死的味道。
There should be no flavor of death whatsoever in the church.
教会是充满着生命的。
The church should be full of life.
是充满着能力的。
Full of power.
教会是新鲜的。
It should be refreshing all the time.
是死而复活不再死的。
It's being risen from the dead and will not die anymore.
今天的教会充满着死的味道。
But today's church is filled with the flavor of death.
充满着腐朽的味道。
Full of erosion.
I mean, 是活的，其实你是死的。
By name, you are alive, but in reality, you're dead.
这不是基督。
This is not Christ.
第五点。
Now, the fifth point is.
没有撒旦的地位。
There should be no place for Satan.
没有撒旦的权势。
There should be no dominion of Satan.
教会也是一样。
So is the church.
第六。
Sixth.
或者第七。
Or the seventh.
是神的像。 picture 是神的像。
The church would be the very image and picture of God.
爱子是不能看见神的像。
The beloved is the image of the invisible God.
教会是不能看见他儿子的像。
So the church should be the very image of the invisible Christ.
神的像是什么像？
What is the image of God?
当然有多方面的。
It includes many aspects.
神的像叫人看见的最主最最重的最看重的两方面，最叫人注意的是两个方面。
But God wants us to regard His image mostly in two aspects.
是在基督身上完全彰显出来的。
And all these two aspects are totally revealed in Christ Jesus.
很清楚。
So clearly.
一个是神的爱，神就是爱，神就是爱。
One is God's love, God is love, God is love.
但是不要忘记。
Don't you forget this.
神是公义的。
God is also righteous and holy.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在他的面前。
Now the very foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice. And mercy and truth goes before him.
更看重那个公义和圣洁，高过那个神的爱。
We should never regard God's righteousness and justice more than His love.
你若是不了解神的公义和圣洁，你就不了解什么叫神的爱。
If you do not understand God's righteousness and justice, you would never understand what God's love is.
今天人在那里宣教，在传福音，只讲神的爱，神的爱，神的爱。
When people today, when they are witnessing, they are only talking about God's love.
从来也不讲神的公义和圣洁，神的审判和刑罚。
Never do they talk about God's righteousness, holiness, and His judgment and sentencing.
只讲天堂，不讲地狱。
They only talk about the heavens, not the hell.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神的像。
Brother and sister, this is not the image of God.
哎呀，我在这里就想起以赛亚书第六章。
And now I recall in Isaiah 6.
以赛亚看见。神的宝座，主住在高高的宝座上，那个荣耀的景象。
Isaiah saw the glorious vision where God sat on His throne, high and lifted.
我们知道这个过程，我就不讲。
Now we all know the whole process, the whole.
他听见耶和华的声音说：“有我能够差派谁呢？谁愿意为我去呢？”哎呀，结果这个以赛亚说：“我在这里，求你差派我。”
Now, I will go into the details, but Isaiah heard the voice of God saying, Who will go for us? Whom shall I send? And the Lord said, Lord, here am I, send me.
这一段话是今天宣教大使命最喜欢用的一句话。
Today, this is the very verse mostly quoted by all those who do this great commission and they go on all kinds of missionary trips.
他们非常喜欢再用这一句话来。哎呀，我在这里，求你差遣我吧。
They love to recite this passage. Lord, I'm here. Send me.
无论到哪里，你差遣我，我都愿意去。
Wherever you want to send me, I will go.
我们的主在这里为什么这样呼喊？
Why is our Lord is crying out like this?
我们看见这个圣殿里面进进出出千千百百的人，进进出出祭司这些百姓，没有人听见神的呼召。
We see in the holy temple, in and out.Are all those myriads and myriads of people? None of them heard the Lord's calling.
以赛亚听见了。
Except Isaiah.
你知道神要差遣他去做什么？
Do you know what the Lord is going to send him to?
叫他去讲神的爱吗？
To talk about God's love?
不是。
No.
没有人愿意去讲。
Nobody is willing to talk about it.
神的审判要到了。
That God's judgment is impending.
这是大概七百多年，北国马上就要亡了，亚述已经在他们的周围了。大概不到几年，这个北国就亡掉。就在这个时候
，It's in the 700 BC, the northern Israel is about to perish because the Syrian kingdom is right around them.
并且南国虽然延长了一点，大概这一百多年他们也要亡国了。
And Southern Kingdom, although they might have another 100 extra years,
所以耶和华说，谁愿意为我去呢？去告诉他们，我要审判要到了，我的愤怒，我的怒气要到了，他们恶贯满盈了，他们的恶都到了我的面前了，我要审判他们，他们再不悔改，马上北国要亡掉，南国要亡掉，他们马上要被掳。
So the Lord God is crying out, Who will go?For me, for us, that to tell them that God's judgment is coming, all the northern and southern kingdom will soon perish if they do not repent.
你听见传福音在讲神的审判的。
Whom do you hear all those preachers talking about this? Well,
他们说我们答应了神的呼召，我们愿意去。他 听见神呼召他们做什么的。
They say they heard God's calling, but what did they do when they heard God's calling?
主耶稣在地上一直在那里责备这些法利赛人，
Now the Lord,
责备他们，你们要悔改，你们要悔改，你们都是毒蛇的种类。
The Lord Jesus, while he was on earth, continued to rebuke all those Pharisees. God, Jesus called them serpents, brood of vipers. Repent.
这是神的像。
This is the image of God.
这是神的像的两面。
This is the both sides of God's image.
教会就是神的像。
Now the church should be the
image of God. 今天教会在地上做什么？有什么一个责任？不单是将神的爱传出去，将神的愤怒，将神的公义，将神的审判。特别是在这个幕后的一个时代，接近主来的以前，我们有一个非常重的一个责任在我们身上。谁愿意为我去呢？
Today,
我那个差遣谁去呢？告诉他们这个信息。
Today, the church's responsibility on earth is to talk about God's judgment and God's sentencing, God's condemnation, and God is calling, who will go for us, whom shall I send? This is today's church's calling.
要责备那些教会，所谓的教会。
You should go and rebuke all those churches, the so-called churches.
审判要从神的家开始。
Judgment will come starting from the household of God.
彼得前书第四章。
In 1 Peter
4, 今天你稍微有点责备人家，就会说你，哎呀，太没有爱心了，太不能包容的。
If today, if you rebuke other churches on, in reference on this, people will say, oh, you're so lacking love. You're not concerning about people.
神在那里呼喊。
But God is crying out there.
我差遣谁去？
Whom shall I send?
你这样传，这样讲，人会不欢迎你。
If you preach in such a way, will people welcome you?
你不会得着名，也不会得着利。
You will never receive any wealth, neither fame.
你什么都得不着。
You will receive nothing.
就被人讨厌。
You can only be repulsive to people.
人家下次就不请你了。
So people will not invite you over next time.
我去过好几个地方，讲过一两次，没有人请我了。
This is my experience. I went to several places. This is what I preach. Nobody would invite me anymore.
我去讲我就预备的。
But you know, I was prepared for this.
还好你们还是请我啊。
Well, it's a good thing you still invite me over and over again.
神的像。
God's image.
还有一个像，还有一方面。
Another aspect of God's image is.
他和父是合一的。那个一很重要，很重要。那个一，合而为一的那个一。
He is one with the Father. This is extremely important. The oneness.
弟兄姊妹，这是很具体的讲到教会，讲到基督的性质、内容。和见证，这也应当是今天教会的性质，教会见证的性质和内容。
Now, this is the eight very solid points of the very testimony of Jesus Christ, the nature and contents of the church's testimony.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
主耶稣，你爱教会。
Lord Jesus, you love the church.
你为教会舍己。
You gave yourself for her.
你也为教会流出了你的血。
You also shed your blood for the church.
你买赎了教会。
You redeemed your church.
父啊，你要叫教会在地上成为荣耀的见证。
Father, you want the church to become the glorious testimony.
把你的儿子那个丰满荣耀能够彰显出来。
To manifest the fullness, the glory of your Son.
你要在各地各方建立这样的教会。
In all places, you will build up a church like this.
你把这样大的、重大的责任托付在我们的身上。
Oh, you've entrusted us with such a big responsibility.
愿这个教会。
May this church.
我不是只在这里聚聚会而已。
It's not simply gathering for the sake of gathering. 愿我们
能够明白你的心意。
Oh, may we know your heart.
我们在这里为你做这样的一个见证。
So that we can bear a witness like this for you.
虽然我们人数不多。
Although few are us.
虽然我们还有很多的瑕疵，很多的玷污，很多的旧类之病。
Although we have so many flaws and defilements, and also so many yeasts.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们是你手中的工作。
We are the workmanship of your hand.
是在基督里面已经造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
不叫我们灰心丧胆。
Oh, help us not lose heart and be despaired.
只要我们能够像你一样的爱教会。
Oh, help us to love the church as you love the church.
我们虽然只有那么一点点的力量，我们能够还是能够遵循你自己的旨意。
We only have this little bit of strength. We can still do your will.
保守你的教会。
Oh, keep your church.
主啊，让我们不忘记，让我们纪念耶路撒冷。
So that we will not forget but remember Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷没有什么比我们更看重的。
Oh, we will regard nothing more than this Jerusalem.
我们若是看耶路撒冷过于我们所最喜乐的，愿我们的石头贴在牙床上。
Oh, if we regard Jerusalem, if we do not regard Jerusalem more than we desire, then oh, may our tongue stick to our, the top of our mouth.
住在耶路撒冷的耶和华。
Oh, the Lord who dwells in Jerusalem.
你当从锡安得到称赞。
Should be praised from Zion.
我们要赞美你直到永远。
We want to praise you until forever.
父神愿意复兴你的教会在这些年间。
Heavenly Father, revive your church during these years.
在这些年间显出你的作为来。
During these days that reveal your deeds.
主虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
Oh Lord, although the fig trees are not blossoming and there are no fruits on the vine,
圈里没有牛，棚里也没有羊，
there are no oxen in the stall nor sheep in the sheepfold,
地里也不出粮，
and there are no produces of the ground.
主啊，这是今天教会可怜的光景。
Oh Lord, this is such a miserable condition of today's churches.
但是我们还是以耶和华为欢喜，救我的神为快乐。
We still rejoice in God, the God of our salvation.
我们有盼望。
We have hope.
主，你的旨意不会落空。
Because your will never go empty.
你的计划必然成就。
Your counsel shall stand.
基督在我们心里成了荣耀的盼望。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope of glory.
愿我们的主让这些话能够存在我们每一个做你儿女的心中。
Oh Lord.Help us to retain your word in every one of your child's heart.
我们真是有回头的亮光。
So that we do have hind light.
把你的教会启示在我们里面。
Reveal your church in us.
把你的儿子启示在我们里面。
Reveal your son in us.
也给我们属灵的智慧悟性，叫我们满心知道神的旨意。
So that we would have this spirit of wisdom and revelation that we do know, have, understand you, know you.
主啊，你必快来。
Oh Lord, you're coming quickly.
你是首先的，你是幕后的。
You're the first, you're last.
你是始，你是终。
You're the beginning, you're the end.
主，你必快来。
Lord, you will come quickly.
我们等候你的再来。
And we wait for your coming.
我们再说复兴你的教会。
Oh Lord, we say it again, revive your church.
我们不能做什么，若不是耶和华建造，我们的建造都是突然；若不耶和华看守，我们的看守也突然惊醒。
Oh Lord, we cannot do anything unless the Lord builds our.Our labor is in vain, and unless the Lord watches, or we watch, or all our watchmen wake up in vain.
主，求你善待锡安，建造耶路撒
冷。Oh Lord, be gracious to Zion and to your Jerusalem.
能够显在其中。
So that your glory will be displayed in its midst.
我们这样祷告、祈求、仰望、等候神耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and look upon you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.